Alliance City Council President Art Garns is stepping down after more than a decade on council. Garns submitted his resignation effective immediately, citing ongoing health issues. Mayor Andy Grove informed council members of the decision Monday. Garns was first elected in 2015 and re-elected five times, most recently last November. The Stark County Republican Central Committee will choose his replacement. Councilman Ed Lonis will serve as president pro tem until a new president is appointed. Garns' unexpired term runs through the end of 2027. Canton City Council has approved new zoning regulations for data centers despite strong public opposition. Council voted 8-3 Monday after a 90-minute public hearing that drew more than 50 residents, with dozens of others turned away when chambers reached capacity. The new rules require 200-foot setbacks from homes and other sensitive properties, noise studies, limits on generator testing, and buried utility lines with landscaped buffers. Residents argued the changes do not go far enough. A Jackson Township man has been charged in the death of his bedridden mother. 64-year-old Paul Yeager was arraigned Monday in Massillon Municipal Court on felony counts of reckless homicide and failing to provide for a functionally impaired person. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. Investigators say the incident happened January 28th at Yeager's home on Lawnview Street Northwest, where 91-year-old Paula Blankenship died of hypothermia and environmental exposure. Yeager posted $10,000 bond and was released. A Canton woman is facing charges after police say a dispute at a gas station Monday afternoon caused public alarm. 27-year-old Stephanie Flores was arrested and is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. She is charged with inducing panic and disorderly conduct. Canton police say Flores drove recklessly through a Speedway parking lot in the 3100 block of Tuscarawas Street West, chased her ex-girlfriend in a vehicle and on foot, and prompted multiple 911 calls. Lexington Township voters will be asked to approve a new road levy this November. Trustees today placed a five-year, one-and-a-half-mil levy on the ballot that would generate about $251,000 a year for road improvements, saying current funding isn't enough to keep roads in good condition. Trustees also hired Kylie Keister as a volunteer firefighter and approved a vacant lot application for three parcels totaling about 48 acres along Webb Avenue Northeast. Richard George plans to build multiple homes on the property, which is currently owned by New Jersey-based Central Waste Incorporated. The company owes about $50,000 in delinquent property taxes that will be cleared when the property is sold. Two people are recovering after a head-on crash in Columbiana County's Perry Township sent both drivers to a Youngstown hospital. Highway Patrol says two pickups collided around 8:15 this morning on East Pigeon Road after one vehicle crossed the center line. Both drivers suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is under investigation. East Pigeon was closed for more than an hour. A Sebring traffic stop has led to a felony OVI arrest and additional charges against a man accused of resisting officers. Police say Christopher Miller was pulled over early today for driving without headlights and was found to be operating under the influence. Police say Miller had three prior OVI convictions within the last 10 years. Police say he became argumentative, resisted arrest, and made threats toward officers. Miller was treated for minor injuries and taken to the Mahoning County Jail. A driver had to be rescued in Boardman Monday morning after his car went down an embankment off a road in Mill Creek Park. Emergency crews responded to Chestnut Hill Drive just before 10 a.m. The driver, who suffered minor injuries, was able to extricate himself from the vehicle. Crews were able to carry the man 60 feet up a walking path to the road. Chestnut Drive was closed during the operation. A Youngstown man is facing charges after police say a woman was shot during a domestic dispute on the city's east side. 21-year-old Sean Grant was arraigned Monday on a felonious assault charge and had his bond set at $75,000. Police say Grant was arrested shortly after the Saturday morning shooting. His attorney reportedly says the shooting was unintentional. A preliminary hearing is set for August 3rd. Boardman police are investigating after a car was found on Hillman Way early Sunday. WKBN-TV reports the abandoned vehicle was found in front of an apartment building after reports of gunfire in the area. It had a broken windshield and multiple dents to the driver's side door. The front doors and trunk were open. Eight shell casings were found at the scene. Drivers could not contact the registered owner. No local hospitals reported gunshot victims. A police chase through Youngstown has led to a failure to comply charge and drug and weapons offenses against a man wanted on an alliance warrant. Police say 45-year-old Ishmael Camacho crashed his car near West Cohasset Drive in Mill Creek Park after fleeing a Saturday afternoon traffic stop on Mahoning Avenue, then ran before being captured. Officers reportedly found a handgun modified for fully automatic fire and 11 Suboxone strips inside the vehicle. Camacho was arraigned Monday. A preliminary hearing is set for August 3rd. A former Trumbull County Clerk of Courts employee has been sentenced to jail for stealing money from the auto title office last October. 59-year-old Vanessa Clark of Niles received 92 days in jail and 3 years of probation today. She pleaded guilty in May in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court to theft in office and tampering with records. Prosecutors say Clark stole nearly $2,000 and altered records to cover up the theft. She must also pay restitution and court costs. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.